From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. For the majority of the hour, we'll be listening to the Violin Concerto in B minor, Opus 61, of Sir Edward Algar. This was one of Algar's longest orchestral works, and it's often seen as one of the most challenging pieces to perform in the violin repertoire. The work was premiered in London in 1910 by the violinist Fritz Kreisler, with the composer himself conducting the orchestra. His master's voice, initially planned to record the concerto with Kreisler as featured soloist, sadly this did not come to pass. Instead, we have the first recording ever made of the work, featuring a young Yehudi Meduin as featured soloist, from 1932. The work is in four movements: Allegro, Andante, Allegro Molto, and Cadenza, Accompagnata Lento, Allegro Molto. As I said, Yehudi Meduin is the featured soloist, the composer himself once again conducting the London Symphony Orchestra in this historic 1932 recording.
Thank you. Thank you.
the world premiere recording of the Violin Concerto in B minor, opus 61 of Sir Edward Elgar, in four movements: Allegro, Andante, Allegro molto, and Cadenza accompagnata lento, Allegro molto, respectively. Recorded at the Abbey Road Studios in London, more specifically in Studio No. 1, on July 14th and 15th, 1932. The featured soloist, a teenaged Yehudi Meduin on violin, with the composer himself conducting the London Symphony Orchestra. We took this performance from an amazing 22-CD box set, Composers in Person, 1926 to 1958. The compilation released on EMI Classics, featuring historic recordings with the composers themselves acting either as instrumental soloists or as conductors of the respective orchestras performing their works. Highly recommended for those fascinated by historic classical recordings, as I am. Again, the title of the compilation, Composers in Person. This volume, Volume 7, not only contains the Violin Concerto by Elgar, but also his Cello Concerto in E minor, Opus 85, the recording in performance at Kingsway Hall in London from 1928 with the New Symphony Orchestra, again, Elgar himself conducting, with cellist Beatrice Harrison. We'll continue on in an English vein of sorts to conclude the hour. We have here a very familiar piece of classical music. Just about everyone listening to this program has heard this piece at one point during their lifetime, but not necessarily this particular version. That was indeed Gioachino Rossini's William Tell Overture, the overture to the opera William Tell, which premiered in 1829. Performed here by English composer and multi-instrumentalist Mike Oldfield. Mike featured on all of the instruments, guitars, bass, mandolin, keyboards, glockenspiel, sleigh bells. This was initially released by Virgin as a 7-inch, 45 RPM, in 1977. The B-side of that single containing First Excursion, a collaboration between Oldfield and composer David Bedford. The William Tell Overture finally made it to CD in 1993 as part of the 4-CD box set Elements, which Virgin released shortly after Mike left the label after 20 years on their roster. This is also available on the deluxe edition of Mike's 1978 masterpiece Incantations, which was issued as a double CD DVD set on Mercury in 2011. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. If you'd like to get in touch, please feel free to do so. Our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or streaming audio for this episode, please look for Classics and Beyond, program number 1902. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.